2 Chronicles chapter 25. Amaziah was 25 when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. Well, as we said before, these kings, we often read what the name of their mothers were because their mother had such a big influence on them. So the boys should think to marry a woman who's going to raise your children to love God. And a woman should think, I want to raise my children to love God. I want to marry someone who's going to help me do that. He did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, but not with a complete heart. It's interesting how these records give us God's summary, that he alone can weigh everybody up and looks at the heart. That's what God's most interested in, what you think, not your occasional acts of righteousness or occasional acts of sin. They are, of course, significant, but overall, it's where your heart is. But his heart, Amaziah's heart, was not complete. When the kingdom was established to him, he killed his servants who had killed the king, his father, that was Joash. But he didn't put their children to death, but did according to that which is written in the law of Moses, saying, the fathers shall not die for the children, neither shall the children die for the fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin. So it's like there's a big tick there that he did what was written in the law of Moses. Although he was probably tempted to kill their children as well. I mean, these men had killed his dad, and it was normal in those days to go and sort of wipe out the whole family of anyone who did anything bad to the king. So that's a big tick there that he didn't do that. He valued the human person. Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together under captains of thousands and hundreds, even all Judah and Benjamin, and numbered them from 20 years old and upward, and found them 300,000 men able to go to war. He hired 100,000 mighty men of valor out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. Well, that wasn't a good idea, because whenever the kings of Judah had been involved with the kings of Israel, it never went well, especially when they were going out together to war against somebody. So he didn't learn from history. So that's a bit of a minus there. But a man of God came to him, saying, O king, don't let the army of Israel go with you, for Yahweh is not with Israel. But if you will go, go and take action. Be strong for the battle. God will overthrow you before the enemy. So God has a way of confirming people in the way in which they want to go. So he says, right, if you want to go this way, go. Go and do it. God has power to help and to overthrow. Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? The prophet replied, Yahweh is able to give you much more than this. It's like I spent 100 talents getting these men to come and fight on my side. But Amaziah separated them, the army that had come to him out of Israel, to go home again. Therefore their anger was greatly kindled against Judah, and they returned home in fierce anger. So this is a big tick. It's really hard when you've spent money buying something, and then God says, no, don't go that way. I don't want that. It's hard to then have the humility to say, okay, right, well, that was 100 talents wasted. But, okay, God comes first, and God has this way of making that up for you. It's like maybe you were tempted to go on holiday with some fellas who are really not good guys, who are going to be drinking, doing drugs, sleeping around with women or whatever on the holiday, and you spend the money to go on holiday with them, you pay for everything in advance, and then you think, no, if I go on holiday with those guys and we're all staying together in the same hotel, I know what they'll be doing. They'll be drinking, doing drugs, and sleeping around with women. I'm not going to go with them. And you think, oh, what am I going to do for the money I spent on the air ticket or on the hotels? Okay, don't worry. God will make that up. But do the right thing. Amaziah took courage and led forth his people and went to the Valley of Salt and struck 10,000 of the enemy. And the children of Judah carried away 10,000 alive, brought them to the top of the rock and threw them down from the top of the rock. So they were all broken in pieces. So they have a great victory. But the men of the army whom Amaziah sent back, that they should not go with him to battle, fell on the cities of Judah. I guess they were offended that they'd been hired to fight And then Amaziah said, no, I don't need you. Again, you see, hurt human pride. Now it happened, after that Amaziah had come from the slaughter of the Edomites, that he brought the gods of the children of Seir, that's the of the Edomites, and set them up to be his gods, and bowed down himself before them and burned incense to them. Well, these gods couldn't save the people of Edom because Amaziah had beaten them with God's help. But then he goes and takes their gods and worships them and falls down before them. This is a big minus, isn't it? Just shows how fickle people are. That is, one minute they're all hot for God, the next minute they're not. That's why the overall summary was he didn't serve God with a perfect heart. So a prophet comes to him and says, why have you sought after the gods of the people which have not saved their own people out of your hand? As he talked with him, the king said to him, have we made you one of the king's advisers? Stop. Why should you be struck down? So this is what's called shooting the messenger. I don't like the message you're giving me, so I want to just shut you up. You see, the same old human nature all down the years. So that's the value of these records, that they show us how human nature goes. Well, the prophet stopped and said, I know that God is determined to destroy you because you've done this and have not listened to my word. So Amaziah consulted his advisers and sent to Joash, son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, come, let's face off against each other. So one minute he was all friendly with the king of Israel, said, yeah, I'll give you 100 talents if you send me 100,000 men. Yeah, he did that. But then he said, oh no, I'm not going to use them. So then they got mad and cranky with him. And so now he says, okay, let's have a fight. Joash, king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, the thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar in Lebanon, saying, give your daughter to my son as his wife. Then a wild animal that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled down the thistle. You say to yourself that you've struck Edom, and your heart lifts you up to boast. Well, I think he was right in saying that, but of course Amaziah shouldn't have been proud that he defeated Edom. He should have been humbled that I was very small compared to them, but God gave me the victory. But he was not, he was proud. So the king of Israel says to him, now stay at home. Why should you meddle with trouble that you should fall, even you and Judah with you? But Amaziah wouldn't listen, for it was of God that he might deliver them into the hand of their enemies, because they worshipped the gods of Edom. So God confirms people in the way in which they want to go, for good or for bad. So that's why our decisions are so important, because God's waiting to confirm us in them. So Joash, king of Israel, went up. He and Amaziah, king of Judah, confronted each other at Beth Shemesh. Judah was defeated by Israel, and they fled every man to his tent. Joash, king of Israel, took Amaziah, king of Judah, and brought him to Jerusalem, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem, took all the gold and silver and all the vessels that were found in God's house with Obed-Edom, and the treasures of the king's house and hostages, and returned to Samaria. Amaziah lived another 15 years. The rest of the acts of Amaziah, first and last, aren't they written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? Now, from the time that Amaziah turned away from following Yahweh, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem. He fled to Lachish, but they sent after him to Lachish and killed him there. They brought him on horses and buried him with his fathers in the city of David. So here's a man trying to get away from God's judgment, like Jonah tried. Oh, let me run away to Lachish. No. God found him there, or his enemies found him there and killed him. So what a shame that this man did serve God. He did some good things, but he also failed and in the end turned away. I'm sure we've all met people like that. It's so sad when you come to the funeral of somebody like that, because you don't really know what to say or what to think. You think, well, when they were younger, they did serve God, but they've turned right away. So he that endures to the end will be saved. This is why you should respect old people who believed when they were young and have kept on keeping on, and that's how we should be.